Catholic Church has been around now for 2,000 years. We've actually had 265 popes, from St. Peter the first one to Pope Benedict the current one. Most of these popes have come from Italy, but we actually have had a few exceptions. A few years ago, we had a wonderful pope from Poland, right? Pope John Paul II. And then we had Pope Benedict elected, and that was a German pope, the first time in centuries that we had a German pope. Now, before he was pope, he was called Cardinal Ratzinger. And his job in the Vatican was that he was the defender of the faith. He was in charge of preserving Catholic doctrine. And so the secular media sometimes called him the Vatican watchdog against heresy. I remember reading an article once, and somebody referred to him as God's Rottweiler. Okay? But then I heard somebody wrote a letter to the editor and said, he's not a Rottweiler, he's our German Shepherd. And I've even seen bumper stickers that says, I love my German Shepherd. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the fact that Jesus is the Good Shepherd and that he founded his Catholic Church 2,000 years ago, and he gives us the Shepherd on earth, which is our Holy Father, the Pope. He is the Vicar of Christ, the successor of St. Peter the Apostle. Now, when we look at today's gospel, we see that Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. See, sometimes this fourth Sunday of Easter is called Good Shepherd Sunday because the readings always have to do with the Good Shepherd. Now, Jesus gave himself many titles. Sometimes he called himself, I am the bread of life. Other times Jesus called himself, I am the light of the world. Or I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the gate that you must enter. But today he says, I am a good shepherd. Now, that's a beautiful image for us to have of the Lord. I've often asked people, what is their favorite image of Jesus? And it can tell a lot about their spirituality, what their favorite image of Jesus is. For many people, it's the baby Jesus in the manger. That's their favorite image of Christ. For others, it's Jesus, the young man, preaching in the temple. For others, it's Jesus, the teacher, sitting at the holy mountain of the Beatitudes, giving the Sermon on the Mount. One of my favorite images is Jesus on the cross, Jesus crucified, because that shows just how much he loved us and sacrificed himself for us. Other people's favorite image is Jesus resurrected, right? The risen Jesus, where Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. I'd like to offer to you, though, that one of the best images of Jesus is the Good Shepherd. If you've ever read the writings of Maria Montessori, as you know, the Montessori method, right? Maria Montessori was a devout Catholic, lived about 100 years ago. She had received many awards from the popes because of her writings about Catholic education. And she came up with the catechesis of the Good Shepherd. And she felt that this was one of the most beautiful images of Jesus to teach the children, the Good Shepherd. Why is that image so beautiful? Well, it shows Jesus' concern for his flock. It shows that he lay down his life for his sheep. He will not abandon his sheep. That Jesus will not abandon us. He's always there to draw us back and to bring us home. So what is your favorite image of Jesus? Ask yourself that. You'll learn a lot about your spirituality by reflecting upon that. So today Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. It's such a consoling image, such an image of trust and confidence of Jesus picking up that lost sheep, placing it on his shoulders. In fact, one of probably the most ancient image of Jesus that we have goes back to the catacombs. Remember the catacombs, those underground tunnels under the city of Rome where the early Christians would say Mass? Well, on the wall of the catacombs is an image of Jesus the Good Shepherd. And he's carrying the sheep, one of the most ancient images of Jesus. I remember once asking a kindergarten class or first grade in the catechism, said, what are the names of those underground tunnels underneath the city of Rome? And one kid says, I know, they're the cataracts. The cataracts. I said, you're pretty close. And in these catacombs, this religious art can teach us so much about the early faith. And again, one of the beautiful images of Jesus there is the Good Shepherd. What does Jesus say about himself as a good shepherd? He says he's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. See, that's how much God loves us, that he paid the price of his own blood to die for each one of us, that he paid this price for our salvation. And he said that a good shepherd, when he sees the wolf coming, does not run away, but he defends his flock. He says that the good shepherd has concern for his sheep. The good shepherd knows his sheep by name. Isn't that a nice thought to think of, that Jesus knows us by name? We're not just some big group of people. We're individuals to Jesus, that he died for each one of us personally and individually. He knows us by name. He calls us by name. He then says, I will lay down my life for the sheep. Imagine that, a shepherd being willing to die for sheep. Well, God died for us on the cross. Then he says something unique. He says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. What's he referring to? Well, when Jesus would establish his church, then all the Gentiles would become Christians as well as many of the Jews that had become Christians. So God's first flock was the Jewish people, but then he opened up salvation not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles as well, that he died for everyone. He says, they will then will be belonging to this same flock. They will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Okay, this is the church that Jesus Christ founded, one holy Catholic apostolic church upon Peter and the apostles. There is one flock, there is one shepherd. And this shepherd is the successor of St. Peter, appointed by Christ to be the head of the church. So what I would suggest that we really consider today, that Jesus is our good shepherd, but he does not leave his flock without a visible shepherd on earth, and that is the Pope, the Holy Father. And Jesus would say to us, he who hears you, hears me. He told the apostles that. He who listens to you, listens to me. He who hears you, hears me. So when the voice of our Holy Father speaks on these issues of faith and morals and Catholic teaching, that is the voice of Christ. It is truly the voice of Christ that rings down throughout the ages through our shepherd, the Holy Father. So you can see how obedient you are to Christ by how obedient you are to the teachings of the Holy Father. And if we're obedient to the teachings of the Holy Father, then we're truly obedient to the teachings of Christ, because he is the chief shepherd chosen by Christ. Now, there are many wolves out there in our society. Now, the Pope and others do not run away from those wolves. They try to defend the flock from the wolves. What are the wolves of modern society? Well, I would say the secular media is often anti-Christian, so that's one of the wolves of our society. You know, the internet, some of the things that come through the internet or television or certain movies or music. See, these things are the wolves that are trying to destroy your children, trying to destroy your precious family. See, the family's under attack today by modern society. Marriage is under attack. The very aspect of marriage is being between one man and one woman. That's being attacked by the wolves of modern society. So we have to defend ourselves. There's a lot of materialism, secularism. There is this hedonism, a lot of selfishness, like this contraceptive mentality that is pervasive throughout our society. See, these things are the wolves of modern society. And we need Jesus and his church and the Holy Father, the chief shepherd, to help defend us. That's why we have to pray for the Holy Father, pray for all bishops, pray for priests, pray for pastors. Pray that we will be good shepherds and not run away from these things that are trying to destroy the family, but help you to defend your family against the wolves of modern society that are trying to destroy marriage and the family, that attack even the sacredness of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. So that's what we should be praying for today. Today is also World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So let's pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And let's especially remember to pray for our chief shepherd, Pope Benedict, our true German shepherd, who is leading the church against the wolves of modern society.